Wednesday, June 23rd, and these are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 12 and 17 through 18. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield. I will make your reward very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what good will your gifts be if I keep on being childless and have as an heir the steward of my house, Eliezer?" Abram continued, "See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "Know that one shall not be your heir, your own issue shall be your heir." He took him outside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars if you can." "Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. He then said to him, "I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as a possession." "O Lord God," he asked, "how am I to know that I shall possess it?" He answered him, "Bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old she-goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon." Abram brought all them to him, split them in two, and placed each opposite the other. But the birds he did not cut up. Birds of prey swooped down on the carcasses, but Abram stayed with them. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. When the sun had set and it was dark, there appeared a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch, which passed between those pieces. It was on that occasion that the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, "To your descendants I give this land from the Wadi of Egypt to the great river of the Euphrates." It's the word of the Lord. And the responsorial psalm, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever." Give thanks to the Lord, invoke his name, make known among the nations his deeds, sing to him, sing his praises, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. And the response, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever." Glory is his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. And the response, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever." You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. And the response, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever." He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations. Which he entered into with Abram and his oath to Isaac. And the response, "The Lord remembers his covenant forever." And the gospel acclamation, "Alleluia, alleluia. Remain in me as I remain in you, says the Lord. Whoever remains in me shall bear much fruit. Alleluia, alleluia." A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Just so, every good tree bears fruit, and a rotten tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a rotten tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. So by their fruits you will know them." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.